Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. And today we're diving deep into the world of dreams.
Dreams.
Yeah. We got some interesting notes here from December 9th, 2024.
Okay.
And some excerpts from Dreams, Unlocking the Subconscious. Should be a fascinating deep dive.
Sounds like it.
So I guess maybe we should start with the basics. What happens in our brains when we dream?
Well, most dreaming happens during REM sleep.
REM sleep.
Yeah, rapid eye movement sleep.
Oh, okay.
It's when our brain activity is actually pretty close to when we're awake, but our bodies are paralyzed.
Our bodies are paralyzed. What's the point
of
that?
Can you imagine if you were acting out your dreams?
Oh.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very restful.
That's true.
So it's protective, basically. Prevents you from, you know, hurting yourself while you're asleep.
So that makes sense. But why do we even dream? Is it just random neural activity, or is there like an actual purpose?
There's a lot of theories out there.
Mm-hmm.
One suggests that dreams are really important for memory consolidation.
So you're saying like it helps us process and store information from when we're awake.
Yeah. Like your brain is going through everything that happened that day and deciding what it wants to keep and what it wants to get rid of.
So it's like a mental filing system.
Exactly. Another theory is that dreams are a way for us to process our emotions. Kind of like a therapy session, but it happens while you're sleeping.
So it's like a safe space for our brains to like work through our anxieties and fears and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it all happens without the constraints of like logic or social norms, which is probably why dreams can be so emotionally charged, even if the storyline doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's true. They can be pretty strange.
And there's another theory that suggests we're actually problem solving in our dreams.
Yeah.
That we're tapping into our creativity in a totally different way.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, because during dreams, there's less logic and limitations, right?
Right.
So it could be that our brains are able to come up with more innovative solutions in our dreams.
Oh, so dreams could be a source of inspiration, like a way to access our hidden potential.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
And studies have shown that during REM sleep, there's actually less activity in the prefrontal cortex.
The prefrontal cortex?
Mm-hmm. That's the part of the brain that's responsible for logic.
Yeah.
Decision making.
Okay.
But at the same time, there's a big surge in activity in the amygdala.
The amygdala, right.
That's the part of the brain that controls emotions.
Right, right. Okay.
So basically, it's like our rational mind is taking a break and our emotions are in control.
Okay. So that explains why dreams can be so emotional and kind of all over the place.
Right.
But how does all of this brain activity actually translate into those like weird and symbolic images that we see in our dreams?
Well, that's where dream symbols come in.
Dream symbols, right.
Well, what they mean can be subjective and vary depending on the person or their culture. There are some common themes that come up a lot.
Like the classic dream symbols you find in those dream dictionaries, like flying, teeth falling out, being chased. What do those usually mean?
Let's start with flying. Imagine soaring through the air, effortlessly gliding above the world. That often symbolizes freedom. Ambition, desire to escape restraints. It could mean you're feeling empowered in your waking life or maybe wanting something more.
So if I'm dreaming about flying, it could mean I'm feeling stuck and I need to change.
It could be, yeah. But remember, dream interpretation is about looking at the different possibilities. It's not about finding the one definitive answer.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's about trying to understand the emotions and the themes that your dreams are trying to show you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what about teeth falling out? I feel like that's one that always makes people panic.
Yeah, it's definitely not a fun one. That symbol is often linked to feelings of anxiety or insecurity, loss of control.
Right.
It could be about aging, being concerned about how you look, or even just feeling powerless in a certain situation.
That's interesting. And what about being chased? That seems like it's a pretty common dream theme for a lot of people.
Oh, it's a classic one. Being chased often means avoidance. It's like there's a problem or fear that you're running away from in your waking life.
Oh. So it's like our subconscious is telling us to face our problems head on instead of trying to ignore them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got flying for freedom, teeth falling out for insecurity, and being chased for avoidance. Are there any other common symbols that we should be aware of?
Well, according to Dreams, Unlocking the Subconscious, there are a couple more. Falling and water.
Oh, I've had dreams about both of those. What do those mean?
Falling, kind of like the teeth falling out, it often has to do with insecurity, failure, loss of control. Think about that feeling of suddenly dropping, your stomach lurching as you plummet downwards.
Yeah, I get it.
It can reflect feeling anxious about not being able to handle something or feeling completely overwhelmed. And then there's water, which is interesting because it can mean so many different things.
Oh, yeah, like calm water versus like rough water?
Exactly. Calm, clear water often symbolizes inner peace, you know? Emotional clarity, a sense of going with the flow. Like maybe things are good in your life or you're really in touch with your intuition. But then turbulent waters, those could be pointing to emotional turmoil.
Oh, so like if you were drowning or something.
Yeah. Or being swept away, like you're feeling overwhelmed or like you're not in control.
So like a peaceful lake would be good, but a stormy ocean would be bad?
Pretty much, yeah. It all comes back to the details of the dream and the emotions you felt. But again, you know, dream interpretation isn't an exact science. There isn't just one right answer for what a symbol means. It really depends on the person and what they've experienced in their life.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's more about like exploring the possibilities and figuring out what resonates with you.
Exactly.
So we've explored a lot of the science behind dreams and we've talked about some common symbols. But what about those times when you're actually aware that you're dreaming? Is that even possible?
You're talking about lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming, okay.
Yeah, it's being able to know that you're dreaming while you're still in the dream.
Whoa.
Imagine realizing in the middle of a dream that you can control everything. You can change the scenery. You can even control what happens.
That's so cool, like having your own virtual reality world inside your head.
Exactly. And it's not just a made-up thing either. There's actual scientific proof that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's believed to happen when a part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex kind of wakes up a little bit during REM sleep.
The prefrontal cortex.
Yeah, that's the part of your brain that's in charge of like decision making and self-awareness.
Okay.
So basically, you're kind of in between the dream world and consciousness.
Wow, that's so interesting. But how do you actually become lucid in a dream? Is it something that you can learn how to do?
Actually, there are a few different techniques that people use. One is called reality testing.
Reality testing, okay.
It's where you make a habit of checking if you're dreaming all throughout the day.
How do you do that?
Well, you can try looking at your hands a lot, seeing if any text you see stays the same. Or you can even try pushing your finger through your palm.
Pushing your finger through your palm.
Yeah. The idea is that you're training your mind to look for things that don't make sense. And those things could be a clue that you're dreaming.
So you're kind of creating a mental trigger for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this isn't right. I must be dreaming.
Exactly. Another technique is called MILD.
MILD, okay.
It stands for a mnemonic induction of lucid dreams. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
But basically, you repeat certain phrases to yourself right before you fall asleep. Things like, I will know I'm dreaming. Or you can visualize yourself becoming lucid in a dream.
So it's like you're telling your subconscious to remember to become aware during the dream.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's the WBTB technique.
WBTB.
Wake back to bed. It involves setting an alarm to wake yourself up after a few hours of sleep. Then you stay awake for a bit, maybe read a book or do something relaxing, and then go back to sleep with the goal of having a lucid dream.
So you're purposely messing with your sleep cycle to try and increase your chances of having a lucid dream.
Yeah, that's the idea. And of course, keeping a dream journal is super helpful for anyone who wants to try lucid dreaming. When you write down your dreams as soon as you wake up, you start to remember them better and you can begin to see patterns or repeating symbols. You might even notice pre-lucid dreams.
Pre-lucid dreams, what's that?
It's when you almost become aware that you're dreaming, but not quite.
Oh, interesting. So besides just how cool it would be to be able to control your dreams, are there any other benefits to lucid dreaming?
Oh, yeah, tons. Lucid dreaming can be really helpful for personal growth. Like people who have recurring nightmares, it can be super empowering for them.
Oh, how so?
Well, imagine being able to face your fears head on in your dream and turning a scary situation into something you can control.
Wow, that would be incredible.
Right. It's also a great way to boost your creativity and imagination. Because think about it. You have this whole world in your dream where you can create anything you want. There are no limits.
That's amazing. It's like your own personal creative studio that you can visit anytime you want. Are there any other benefits?
Some people use lucid dreaming to practice real life skills.
What, like practice giving a speech or something?
Yeah, or a sports move.
Yeah.
Or even art techniques, all in a safe environment where you can't really fail.
That's so cool. So you could rehearse that big presentation or perfect your golf swing all while you're asleep.
Exactly. And even though there needs to be more research done, some studies suggest that practicing in your dreams can actually make you better at it in real life.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So we've got nightmare therapy, creativity boost, and skill rehearsal. It sounds like lucid dreaming has a lot to offer.
It definitely does, but it's important to remember that it takes time and practice. Not everyone will experience it easily, and even if you do, you might not be able to control every dream.
It's a journey, just like trying to understand our dreams in general. So we've covered the science, the symbols, and now even the potential for control. But I'm curious about how dreams have been viewed throughout history in different cultures.
Yeah.
Have people always seen them as personal messages or psychological insights?
That's a great question. Dreams have fascinated people for centuries, and how they're interpreted has been different all over the world and at different times. Let's take a little trip through history and see how different societies have looked at these nighttime experiences. First stop, ancient Egypt. They believed that dreams were divine messages from the gods.
Divine messages? Wow, that's so different from how we think about dreams now.
Right. In ancient Egypt, dreams were a big part of their religious and social life. They had special dream interpreters who were usually priests or priestesses, and these interpreters would analyze dreams looking for symbols and messages from the gods. Then they'd advise the pharaohs, nobles, and even regular people on important decisions.
So they were like ancient dream therapists, helping people understand their dreams and make decisions based on them.
Exactly, and it wasn't just about personal guidance. Dreams were also thought to be able to predict the future, like the outcome of battles, and even give insights into the afterlife.
It's amazing how seriously they took dreams.
Yeah. Now, fast forward a few thousand years to the world of psychoanalysis. This is where two really influential figures, Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, completely changed how we think about dreams.
Oh yeah, Freud, the father of psychoanalysis. He's famous for his theories on the unconscious mind and dream interpretation. What did he think about dreams?
Freud believed that dreams were like a disguised way for our repressed wishes to come out.
Repressed wishes, okay.
Yeah, the things we secretly want or fear but don't even realize it. He thought they were a window into our unconscious mind where all these hidden thoughts and motivations play out in a symbolic way.
So all those dreams that seem totally random and crazy, Freud would say they're actually telling us something about our deepest desires or fears.
Exactly. He thought dream symbols were really important, that the objects and people and things that happen in our dreams actually represent something deeper, something we might not be aware of on a conscious level.
That's interesting. So what about Jung? Did he agree with Freud?
Well, Jung also believed that the unconscious mind was important, but he had a slightly different take. He thought that dreams weren't just about our personal desires, but that they also connected to a collective unconscious.
Collective unconscious? What's that?
It's like this shared pool of universal archetypes and symbols that all humans have.
Oh, interesting. So Jung was saying that our dreams could connect us to something bigger than ourselves, something that goes beyond our individual experiences.
Exactly. He thought dreams could be sources of wisdom and insight, that they could connect us to a deeper level of human experience.
It's amazing how all these different perspectives, even if they clash sometimes, can actually help us understand dreams better.
Yeah, it shows us that there isn't just one answer when it comes to dream interpretation. It's about exploring different ideas, understanding the history and culture surrounding dreams, and finding what feels right for you.
It's like this ongoing conversation we have with our own subconscious through our dreams.
Right.
So we've traveled from ancient Egypt to the world of psychoanalysis. But what about how we view dreams today? How has technology changed the way we understand these nighttime experiences?
That's a great question. We live in a time where technology is helping us understand the human brain better than ever before. And dream research is definitely benefiting from that. With tools like fMRI and EEG, we can actually look inside the brain while someone is sleeping.
Wow, really?
Yeah, we can see the activity that happens in different stages of sleep, including REM sleep, when most dreams occur.
So we're going beyond just interpreting dreams and actually seeing what's happening in the brain.
Exactly. And this technology is giving us some incredible insights. For example, researchers have found that the amygdala, which is the part of the brain that processes emotions, is super active during REM sleep. That could explain why dreams can be so emotional.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are there any other technological advancements that are changing how we study dreams?
Oh, absolutely. Researchers are developing these amazing algorithms that can analyze brainwave patterns and might even be able to decode dream content in the future.
Decode dream content? What do you mean?
Like actually read what someone is dreaming about. It's still in the early stages, but imagine if we could actually see inside someone's dreams and really understand what they mean.
Wow, that sounds like something straight out of a movie. But if it could help us understand ourselves better or even lead to some amazing creative breakthroughs, that would be incredible.
Exactly. And then there's virtual reality, which is starting to play a role in dream research too.
Virtual reality, huh? How did that work?
Some researchers are using VR to try and enhance lucid dreaming. They create these immersive environments that feel like dreams, and then people can practice controlling their dreams within those environments.
So instead of just imagining flying in your dream, you could actually put on a VR headset and experience it for real.
Yeah, that's the idea. VR is a way to blur the lines between dreams and real life, and it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for understanding dreams.
It seems like we're really entering a new era of dream research, where ancient wisdom and cutting-edge technology are coming together to teach us more about this mysterious world.
It's an exciting time for sure. And with each new discovery, we're learning more about the power and the potential of dreams.
Absolutely. So we've traveled through history, looked at cultural perspectives, and even explored the impact of technology. But where do we go from here? What's next in our quest to understand dreams?
It really is amazing how all this ancient wisdom and modern technology is coming together to help us understand dreams.
It is.
So we've talked about the science behind dreams, the symbols, lucid dreaming, different cultural perspectives, and even the role of technology. But now that we're wrapping up this deep dive, what are some key takeaways that people can use in their own lives? Like, how can we make sense of our dreams and maybe even use them for personal growth or creative inspiration? Well, I think the first thing is to actually pay attention to your dreams. Don't just brush them off as silly or random. Try to approach them with curiosity. You know, be open to exploring what they might mean.
So, like, keep a dream journal.
Exactly. Writing down your dreams can make a huge difference. It helps you remember them better, notice patterns and symbols. It's like having a record of your subconscious thoughts and feelings. You might be surprised by what you discover.
And maybe try some of those lucid dreaming techniques.
Yeah. Lucid dreaming can be really helpful for facing fears, boosting creativity, or even practicing things you want to get better at. And even if you don't become fully lucid, just setting the intention to be more aware in your dreams can change your whole experience.
It's all about being more mindful, right?
Yeah.
Really paying attention to what's happening in our dreams.
Exactly. And remember, there's no right or wrong way to interpret a dream. What a symbol means to one person might be totally different for someone else.
Yeah.
It's about trusting your gut feeling and figuring out what resonates with you.
Trust your intuition.
Yeah. Dreams are like a personal language from our subconscious. So by listening to them, exploring their symbols, and even trying to control them, we can learn a lot about ourselves and maybe even tap into some hidden potential.
That's a great point. And you know what? It feels like even with all we've learned, we've only just begun to explore the amazing world of dreams.
I agree. There's still so much to discover.
Well, everyone, it's time for us to wake up from this deep dive into the world of dreams. But I hope this conversation has inspired you to pay more attention to your own dreams. And who knows, maybe you'll discover something incredible about yourself along the way.
Sweet dreams.